So we're going to be going through Article 22 of the Ligonier Statement on Christology. Okay, it states that we affirm that as King, Jesus supremely reigns over all earthly and supernatural powers, now and forever. We deny that Jesus' kingdom was merely a political kingdom of this world, and we deny that all earthly rulers are not ultimately accountable to him. In what I prepared, I acknowledge that there must have been some reason for this article to be stated as such. I'm sure there are some theories of men that claiming that Jesus was only a political leader and his kingdom was only an earthly political kingdom. I didn't spend any time looking up those theories. I simply wanted to review what the Bible says about Jesus. And so, if you would like to, you'd like to follow along or not, it's up to you. Matthew 18. We'll start with Matthew 18. I'm sorry, Matthew 28, verse 18. What Jesus said about himself. He said, Jesus came and spake unto them, his disciples, and said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." And I suppose some political leader could have been silly enough to say something like that. But we're going to be looking at the things that backed up what Jesus said about himself, that all power was given unto him in heaven and in earth. First, I would like to start with the prophets, who gave us a hint of what kind of power and person Jesus would be. And I'm going to just read a popular verse, well-known verse, from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Isaiah prophesied this. Also, we have angels giving account of who this Jesus would be, in specifically in Luke chapter 1. Verses 32 and 33. "He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Next, we have multiple miracles that prove his authority, and I'm not going to go into all of them, certainly. I'm going to bring up a couple. First, some of his miracles proved his authority over created elements. For example, Mark chapter 4. Verses 36 through 41. "And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And the disciples said to him, and he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" I think that is an excellent question. And certainly this miracle proclaims what manner of man he was and is. Able to control the created elements and powers of the wind and sea. There's no political figure that could maybe promise that, but could never deliver such a thing. There's a record here that he rebuked the wind and the sea, expressing his authority over them. Secondly, a different kind of miracle demonstrated his authority over spiritual powers. We have, for example, Mark chapter 5, verses 6 through 13, the man named Legion. And Jesus said in verse 8, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." The man had a spirit that was controlling him, causing him to do what we read about in Romans, things that he didn't want to do. He was controlled by this spirit, and Jesus commanded the spirit to come out of him. And that is exactly what happened, demonstrating his authority over spiritual powers. A very similar thing happened in Mark chapter 9. The child with the dumb spirit that was, again, controlling him and casting him into the fire and into the water and causing his father great grief and anguish. And Jesus said, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." And again, that's exactly what happened. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, Lord, you have given Jesus a name above every other name and granted him all authority. And Lord, we are amazed and we stand in awe that we can be called your children through adoption. And Lord, we think of your holiness, that Job would record that even the stars are not pure in your eyes. And Lord, we just thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit and all the things that you have blessed us with. We pray we would be faithful stewards and that we would bring honor to your name. In Jesus' name we pray.